The government is hell-bent on suppressing our opportunity to have speech, and I disagree with that, so I've come here to speak up against that.
Effectively, the Mad Bill, what it's doing is deciding what truth is and what truth isn't, and trying to enforce that through social media companies becoming the government's enforcer.
Do you know when this bill passes, you're going to jail for at least 5 to 10?
I'm a 54-year-old woman who complied my whole life until 1 hour after my vaccine, when the doctor said to me, it's a coincidence. And honestly, the physical things that have happened to me are nowhere near as bad as being told to be quiet.
Avi Mini for Rebel News in Melbourne, Australia, where hundreds have gathered here behind me in protest of the proposed misinformation, disinformation legislation, the laws that will give the government the power to shut down any citizen they deem as spreading false information. But guess what? Guess who's exempt? The biggest spreaders of misinformation, the mainstream media and the government themselves.
So the Libertarian Party, we're against the encroachment of freedom of speech that's been happening at a state and a federal level. And we want to show that there's opposition to these new laws, such as the Mad Bill at the federal level, and also what's happening at the state level with anti-vilification laws.
The government is hell-bent on suppressing our opportunity to have speech, and I disagree with that, so I've come here to speak up against that.
Why do you disagree?
Because it's not the government's place to tell us, the people, what we can and can't talk about and what is fact and what is fiction. It is for us, the people, to make those decisions. And yes, we live in an age where there is a lot of information that exists online that may not be true, but it's just a stereotypical response from the government to come in with these over-excessive, harsh, oppressive laws to ban people from having speech at all. And then they get to decide what's true and what's not. That's not going to happen. Not under my watch.
You're worried that this bill is what?
I'm not worried. I'm terrified. So I grew up in high school when we all had to read 1984 and you went, oh, that's never going to happen. And now I feel like I'm living it.
What do you think the biggest threat of this bill is?
I think the biggest threat of this bill is that it's really targeting people like you. It's saying that something Sky News says can be correct and something you say that's identical can be misinformation based on what the source is and based on this supposed different level of media professionalism. But I know which source of news I would have trusted more in the last couple of years, and it's definitely you guys.
Effectively, the Mad Bill, what it's doing is deciding what truth is and what truth isn't, and trying to enforce that through social media companies becoming the government's enforcer. We think that's really dangerous for democracy, and it's dangerous for the spread of ideas and shouldn't be a part of a free society.
If the Mad Bill passes, then I think every single time there's an opportunity to criticise the government over poor decision-making, which they have a pretty good track record of doing, there just won't be opportunities for people to speak out against that, to criticise them, to ridicule them. It's not a healthy way for a democracy to live, and I don't want to be modelling countries like North Korea and China where suppression of free speech is commonplace.
From what I understand in the bills, both the mainstream media and the government themselves are exempt from this legislation. What's your reaction to that?
Of course they exempt themselves. They get called out for misinformation all the time. You only have to go on X to see our Prime Minister himself has been called out by X's own community notes system, right? They spread misinformation all the time, so of course they want to exempt themselves from it.
Do you think that poses any kind of specific threat, the fact that the government can write whatever they want, or the mainstream media can say whatever they want, but a private citizen can't respond?
Of course it's a threat. If the mainstream media was covered by this, they would be opposing it. They would be against the government. But of course, they're not covered. They've got an exemption. It stops also new media coming into competition with the mainstream media, because whenever they say something that the government doesn't like, they classify it as misinformation and deplatform them.
The Weather Bureau had it down for raining for the last hour. It hasn't rained yet. Do you think if the bill passed, they'd all be locked up for the misinformation?
Well, I guess it depends on, you know, who's in charge and whether or not they support the current government of the day, because I think that's what it's all about.
I'm just so happy to infect all the people here with misinformation, you know? I just love hate speech.
What is a piece of missing information you've spread lately?
Let's see. Well, that the government's doing this for basically worldwide communism, essentially.
All the people here should embrace hate speech.
What's hate speech?
Anything the current political narrative doesn't like.
So what have we got here? Is this the Libertarian merch?
This is indeed the Libertarian merch.
Where can people get that?
People can get it on the Libertarian website. There's a link to the store. You can also grab it right here if you're interested. Think it'll look pretty good on you.
It's not bad, but it's not as good as this shirt.
It does look pretty good.
Do you know where you can get that from?
Rebelstore.com, I believe.
Rebelstore.com.au.
I think we really need to teach children how to think rather than what to think. And we need to teach them how to differentiate the misinformation and the disinformation. And when I can see that the misinformation is coming from the government, when I'm trying to tell my truth, I've been very, very careful on Instagram not to ever say something that I didn't know 100% was a fact, because I think that's what we need. We need facts. And I don't want my grandchildren to look at me and say, Nana, why didn't you protect our freedom of speech when you could have? So, and I think we all have a right to freedom of speech.
If you think it's important to stand up before the government successfully takes away our speech, make sure to like, comment, but most importantly, share this far and wide, because the mainstream media, well, they're definitely not going to stand for your rights now because they are exempt. And if you love the t-shirt I'm wearing, yep, silence me and I get louder, make sure to get your own at rebelstore.com.au. That way you look good, you stand for something, you get to say what you think, and you support your favourite news network. Rebelstore.com.au.